Another wind and rain event is going to wallop south central Alaska starting tomorrow morning. The National Weather Service is forecasting high winds to peak on the hillside and along Turnagain Arm by late morning, with gusts up to 85 miles per hour and gusts to 110 miles per hour. The storm will hit East Anchorage by early afternoon, with winds peaking at 45 to 60 miles per hour. National Weather Service lead forecaster Sean Baines says the good news is the storm won't last long.
We expect the winds to rapidly diminish late tomorrow afternoon into the evening, such that we're going to be back to a light and variable situation, I would say, by 7 or 8 p.m. tomorrow evening. So it's looking like, for the lowlands at least, a very short duration event.
Anchorage could see up to 3.5 inches of rain over the next 3 days. The same system is likely to bring even heavier rain to Prince William Sound. Rivers near Cordova are already swollen, especially the Eyak River. The Resurrection River in Seward could also flood, depending on how the storm tracks. Bain says the long-term outlook shows the Anchorage area should have a break from the wind after tomorrow, but the rain will not let up for Prince William Sound. He says a funnel of moisture from the subtropics is pointed right at south central Alaska.
That pipe of moisture coming up from the tropics looks like it's like a fire hose, and it's going to remain pointed somewhere in the Prince William Sound area, perhaps for another 5 days. So I think flooding might be the concern in the longer term.
The hydrologists say the storm pattern is reminiscent of 2006, when record flood levels were set in Cordova and Seward.